I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
Far and near the fields are teeming with the waves of ripe and grain. Far and near their gold is gleaming o'er the sunny slope and plain. Lord of harvest, send forth reapers, hear us, Lord, to thee.
Thank you, choir, and thank you for joining me for this edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. On the previous edition of The Voice of Hope, we were airing an interview with Victor Kayanga, director of Transworld Radio Malawi. Malawi is a small country in Central Africa with a unique history, geography, and culture. As we close the first part of the interview, Brother Victor was talking about the impact of Bible distribution in Malawi and how Heralds of Hope was instrumental in making that happen. So let's rejoin that conversation.
Almost like 20,000 Bibles, Chichewa and English, and partly in Chitumbuka, have been made available for distribution. So that sort of like has helped strengthen the connection that TWR has with the audiences, with the pastors, because we are an arm of the church in Malawi.
Right.
And we basically are the distribution point for Heralds of Hope Bibles. Mm-hmm. Secondly, and to me, because issues of programming are very much on my heart, programming and transmission, two things came out very clear. One was the commitment that Heralds of Hope made to support us extend a transmission mast or quality tower on one of the sites. Initially, it was 20 meters, and we had been wanting to add height to it to at least 40 meters so that with the better height, it would help us reach more people and maximize on the available facilities on site. So with the support that we got, this work was done. By basically January 2022, the transmission mast had been extended by 18 meters and reception had increased from around 40 kilometers radius to 70 kilometers radius.
Okay.
And that's quite a breakthrough when it comes to transmission, especially that this transmission extension is happening in an area where predominantly the people are of the Muslim faith, and we are also trying to reach them with the word of God around there. So that was a huge breakthrough. And then, apart from transmission, on programming side, our conversations were very, very clear on the need for us to do the program, Hope for Today, in one of the local languages in Malawi. And Thankfully, this is now running. Mm-hmm. The program was introduced in March 2022 and it's been running. It's called Chiembekezo Changa, which means my hope. So very much like the other side of the word hope for today.
Right.
And it's just amazing to hear how people started getting blessed and they could share some of the feedback with us.
And I understand even the translator producer responded very positively to that.
Very, very much. I was almost moved to tears because I was trying to hear from him. I know how difficult it was to engage him, to recruit him. We had challenges. It's not easy to get people who are committed. We know he's a busy pastor. He has other ministries. But when we did the shortlisting, he was one of the three that really came out very successful. Now, teething problems as you start, he's not really been in direct radio work. So he was struggling. He said, am I really doing it right? I want to understand. We said, yes, you're doing okay. Are you sure? And then when feedback started coming, that's when he's been overwhelmed to say, so I'm actually doing well. And yeah, we thank God for Charles. He's doing a great job. He's also delivering on schedule, because when it comes to radio, it's a hungry animal. It needs to keep feeding. You don't want to run repeats.
Yeah.
So he's doing well. He missed the lead time, and we're just thankful to God for that. Mm-hmm. We are happy with the program. I'm sure we'll achieve more.
Wonderful. I think also on that trip, when Tony and Arlen were there, they brought along some audio Bibles. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
They come later.
Yes, they brought with them, I think it was just before, about 25 pieces of audio Bible.
Okay.
And we distributed it to a couple of people as part of the trial, the test.
Sure. Yep.
And yeah, why I'm laughing is because of the individual experiences that I've come to know from amongst some of the recipients, because I was personally involved in distributing. We had to select people across Malawi, and that's not easy. 25 pieces is too small a number, and then to settle for this word and all that. And each one of the recipients was told that you are uniquely blessed to be recipient to this. So even the interaction and provision of feedback to TWR, to us on this journey, has been very interesting. So yeah, those pieces are making a difference in the few that have listened. There's one guy who is blind.
Okay.
Totally blind. He lives in Ilongwe. He's known to my wife, Tembi. And when Tembi knew and noticed that I have these audio pieces set for some people, she pleaded, says, Victor, please remember this guy. I know this guy. Please remember. And I said, Tembi, your guy, that one has some ability. He can listen to the word of God. She says, no, please, of all people, please spare one. So eventually I just said, okay, I hear you.
You're it's good to listen to your wife.
Yeah, I said, I hear you, you're my wife. But so I'll make this available. And she says, come and give it to him yourself. So I went and took a picture. Now, fast forward. That device had four Bibles, four Bible versions and languages rather. English, Chichewa, Chiao, Lambia and Tumbuka. A few weeks later, Tembi told me that guy had listened to all the versions of the Bible, especially English and Chichewa, and he was actually on the second run on one of the two languages. I think that is Chichewa. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. I was so blessed.
Yeah.
So he says, you see how hungry this guy is for the word of God, and the fact that he can hear it in an audio way, the way it is done, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So I was blessed, and I still am.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I know that was exciting to be able to do that little kind of a pilot project. But going back to the print Bibles, the average person in Malawi, how easy or how difficult is it for them to get a copy of the scripture for themselves?
It's not easy, because a Bible in Malawi ordinarily costs about $12 at the current rate. And for majority of Malayans, $12 is not easy to get. So at family level.
Yeah, how many, like, what would the average daily wage be?
So the minimum, let me use this. The minimum wage set by government is $50.
A day?
No, a month.
A month? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
That's the minimum wage. So you can understand when I'm saying...
$12 for a Bible.
Yeah, so basically, for someone who gets $50 a month, mm-hmm. basically they're only getting about, is it 3 or 4 Bibles? Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll spend their salary on 4 Bibles, mm-hmm. and that's their livelihood. So it's not easy for someone to raise even $12.
Right.
So a Bible given to anyone of that caliber means you're actually helping the entire family. The entire household, because the Bible, yes, in the homes belongs to one person, but ordinarily it is used by everyone else in the home. Yeah, so it's a huge, huge blessing, especially Bibles that are in local languages like Chichewa and Chitumbuka, because ordinarily whoever is able to understand English has some ability to earn more than $50 a month.
Okay, sure.
But also, generally, would be a person who can still work, can do some piecework and raise $10 maybe or even $8 mm-hmm. and contribute to us the purchase of a Bible. Mm-hmm.
So you talked about some of the changes that have happened in the last year or two at TWR. Is there anything that stands out in your mind as being particularly encouraging that happened in the last 6 to 12 months?
Oh, okay. There's this one story. Honestly, it's something that sometimes makes me emotional.
That's okay.
it has to do with the 13th transmitter site. Mm. It's a transmitter site that we only installed in the month of September, finally, when it went up on air. And it's a reach is one where it is covering a stretch of 200 kilometers.
Wow.
If you are driving along from the center of Malawi going towards the north of Malawi, you can tune to that signal for 200 kilometers. Wow. And this is the same stretch that actually had a weak signal for all those years mm-hmm. since we started in 2000 mm-hmm. until only in September 2022
okay.
when we put up this transmitter.
So just last month?
Just last month,
wow.
yes.
Okay.
But there's a full story around why or how we managed to identify the site and how we managed to get the resources to make sure that this site is on. To cut the long story short, we did not mobilize any people to as a separate project to contribute towards this project. We did not ask anyone to say, can you help, you know, with money, mm-hmm. to make a donation to this. We used reserves and some spillovers from the two projects where people contributed money. And it's been a project of faith.
Wonderful.
Because, I drive along that road a lot. And each time I would drive through, I knew that signal for TWR is not as strong and it would bother me.
Sure.
Actually, it has bothered me so many times that whenever I was getting almost in that constituency, I would just turn to music and listen.
Okay.
I didn't want to listen to TWR because the signal was so weak. Mm-hmm. But thank God that finally last year we managed to identify the transmission spot, and it had been abandoned by one of the telecoms. We went there. I and my colleague, we literally drove uphill and we only found watchmen because they were guarding some equipment for another company or two that use some of the communication equipment, mm-hmm. their own setup there, but not for radio. So there's no radio transmission. There wasn't any radio station that was doing any work around there. So we did pioneer, check around and all that. And I was so convinced that site was the right one.
Okay.
Even though it didn't have any power, as in electricity, the usual grid. And fast forward, what we're using in terms of power is a connection to the genset from one of the telecoms companies that is there and a solar system that supplements their power supply.
Okay.
So
you're running a generator.
Not us.
They are.
They are.
Right, telecom.
And also in combination with the solar power mm-hmm. on site, mm-hmm. They have agreed to give us power enough to run our transmitter there throughout 24 hours.
Wonderful.
And and this is a 500 watt transmitter. It's full blast, very good signal. Already we've received feedback how far it is received. Basically, it's a stretch of 50 kilometers radius plus all around the edges of Malawi within 60 kilometers from that point. So it's the biggest breakthrough when it comes to transmission from my perspective.
Okay.
Something that has come in the last, not even 6 months, I would say the last three months. Especially also that last year, on our way from this, just checking the site, having discovered the site, we had an accident. And we knew this was an attack on the devil because I think we had gotten into a project that was going to change life. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying it makes me emotional. I know how God spared us from that. Mm-hmm. It was going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we thank God. He saw us through, and here we are.
Amen. Amen. Yes, that's very real. We've experienced that even here in the U.S., moving forward in ministry, and all of a sudden there's some kind of an interruption or a blockage, and it becomes apparent pretty quickly that there's forces of spiritual darkness that are involved in that.
Yeah.
And that's something in the United States that we don't think about as much. I've definitely experienced it here. And so, praise God. His power is supreme. And he has brought you through that and put that station on the air. So tremendous, tremendous to hear that. So, anything that you'd like to add that we haven't touched on as we wrap this up here?
I would say I think the unique opportunity we have to partner, as TWI partnering with Heralds of Hope, you are doing a unique job in providing the Bibles to the church in Malawi. Because while the Bible Society is there, not everyone is able to purchase a Bible from there. And your unique provision of the Bibles in English, in Chichewa, in Chitumbuka, is going a long way. And we thank God also for the improved approach in the distribution.
Yes.
I think it's bearing fruits, which is good. And I think it makes a whole difference to the radio ministry on air, but also, of course, amongst the people on the ground. So thanks. I think that's what I would specifically highlight.
Mm-hmm. It's been our privilege to work with you and to be able to learn from you and from the pastors on the ground there what would be the most effective way to get the copies of God's Word into the hands of people who wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity. And that's something that our people here in the United States, and particularly our donor base, love to give to Bibles and to put a Bible in the hands of someone who doesn't have one and to have them respond, as something like, well, this is the happiest day of my life.
Yes.
That sort of thing. And then to have the assurance that because those Bibles are being distributed through the local pastors, they're actually getting to the places where they are needed. Because if we send one through the mail, we have no idea whether the request is genuine or, even if it gets there. So be able to ship them directly from the printer in Belarus or wherever, and we're exploring different options, directly to Malawi and then have them distributed by your people on the ground, the people that you're connected with. And you yourself, thank you for your involvement in that. I know that you transport them across the country as you go about your TWR work. You often take cartons of Bibles with you.
And that has created a lot of advantages or challenges for me.
Okay.
in the positive way, because, for instance, the police officers, they see a TWR logo and they say, oh, yeah, we hear you on radio. Okay. What about a Bible? So a few times when I've carried with me some copies, I just say, okay, here's one. Oh, thank you so much. You don't know what this means. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then earlier on, yeah, in locations where I'd been to. And then when I go back, you find several people approaching me. Mm-hmm. I need a Bible. Mm-hmm. I need a Bible. Mm-hmm. I need a Bible. I just say, come on, guys. I told you, we ran out of copies. Yeah.
And so are you currently, are there any of the ones that we had shipped most recently, are there any of those left, or are they all distributed?
Because we have three distribution districts. So one is almost completed
okay.
in distribution. The other one, a few copies left, maybe one third of what was meant for the location is remaining. The other one, more than half is also gone okay. as I'm speaking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So because the plan, the process takes a few days and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm sure after 1 month, from now, all the copies should be finished,
right?
Given the rate that we're going at.
Okay. Yeah, and I think Arlen has been in contact with the printer talking about the next order. So,
yeah.
So that's exciting to hear that. And so I just really rejoice with you and with TWR Malawi, the way God is using you to bring people to salvation and then to disciple them and lead them on to spiritual maturity. That really resonates with us at Heralds of Hope. That's what we're all about. Our mission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ, not just to have conversions. That's good. That's the start.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus called us to make disciples, and so that's our burden. And so to be able to come alongside you and work together, learn from you how we can best do that in Malawi, that's been really exciting. And I often like to think about this, Brother Victor, when we get to heaven, and somebody will come up to us and say, you know what, because of what you did, I came to know Christ. And the thing that mm-hmm. I'd like to say to the people that are listening is, for those of you out there who pray and give to help Heralds of Hope go forward with this work, that person, their thanks will belong to you as well, because we couldn't do this. I know TWR Malawi couldn't do it. Heralds of Hope couldn't do it. No organization can do this kind of thing on their own. And so I think about that, and there was a popular song in the gospel world, Ray Bolts, a number of years ago, this Thank You.
Yes, that
and
song.
And just a tremendously powerful song, and to think about that and how people, the joy we will have when we get to heaven and meet people whose lives were transformed through the power of the gospel because someone cared enough to share a Bible or to support a radio broadcast or something like that. So it's just a whole network of people in the body of Christ working together and accomplishing what God called us to do. And so I bless you in your ministry there with TWR, and I certainly hope we'll be able to have times of fellowship in the future. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we will, either here or in your country or in glory.
Yes.
And so as we close, I want to pray for you and your family and for TWR Malawi. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for these moments together today. This has indeed been an encouragement to hear, yeah, the demonstrations of your power and how you work things out. And we just thank you, Father, for the protection that you gave to Brother Victor and the TWR staff, Lord, in this accident that he was talking about. And Father, we know that Satan is our adversary, and he wants to oppose you, he wants to oppose us, he wants to oppose the growth of your kingdom. And mm-hmm. so we are thankful that we can come to you in the name of Jesus and through the power of his blood, and that we can claim the victory because you have already won it. And so we thank you that you have defeated the powers of darkness and that the gospel is going forth in its power there in Malawi. And we thank you for the privilege of partnering with TWR Malawi and Brother Victor and the staff there in the radio ministry and also in the distribution of Bibles. And so we just pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would accompany your word as you have promised, and that there would be many people across Malawi who would not only come to faith in Jesus Christ, but would become disciples, become committed believers, desiring to grow to spiritual maturity and then to point others to Jesus as well. So I pray your hedge of protection around the team there and around Victor and his family. Thank you for blessing them, and we ask you to continue to do that, Father. And bless our listeners and those who pray and give to help support Heralds of Hope. Lord, may they have a sense of joy in their hearts in knowing that you are able to touch lives through them halfway around the world, a place many of them, most of them, will never be able to go. So thank you for that today. We just bless you and worship you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed in listening to this interview, and I remind you that none of this would be possible without your prayers and generous financial support. Thank you so much for being a tool God is using to bring hope to people in Malawi. And by the way, we'd love to hear your feedback from what you heard on today's program. Our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. That's hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or you may mail your comment to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And we invite you to help support this ministry financially by donating securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. And of course, you can mail your gift to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. And since we're in the harvest season of the year, we'll explore some reasons to be joyfully thankful. And until we meet again,
Jerusalem, the golden, with milk and honey blessed, beneath thy contemplation, sink heart and voice oppressed. I know not, oh, I know not what joy. They stand on